With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. President Trump is looking into another international conflict, the brutal civil war in Sudan.
He said he was urged into action by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
It was not on my my charts to be involved in that. I thought it was just something that was crazy and out of control.
The fighting for control of Sudan has killed more than 40,000 people and created the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with over 14 million people displaced. The president has claimed to have ended several wars since returning to office and has openly lobbied for the Nobel Peace Prize. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The wives of President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance, a former Marine, visited with military personnel, their children, and relatives at Camp Lejeune, the largest Marine Corps base on the East Coast, and Marine Corps Air Station, Marine Air Station, New River. This is SRN News. Marriage is falling out of favor in the United States, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll by the Barna Group, a Christian research firm, just 46% of Americans are currently married. Compare that to about two-thirds of the country's population in 1950. The Barna report says, quote, younger generations are postponing marriage longer than before. Since 1950, the average age at which adults are first getting married has increased from 23 to 30 years old for men and from 20 to 29 years old for women. Michael Harrington reporting.
The mainstream media is beginning to take notice of Muslim attacks on Christians in Nigeria. A new investigation from the Associated Press finds that Christians are often targeted in attacks motivated by religion, especially in Nigeria's northern states. Boko Haram and jihadi extremists are more recently in ISIS-backed breakdown. Factions have since 2029 waged an insurgency to enforce their brutal interpretation of Sharia law in the north. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump says American and Saudi companies are making new deals to boost investment in the United States.
$270 billion in agreements and sales are being signed between dozens of companies, and that's just happening today.
And a great deal of that investment aimed at the energy sector.
The world's two leading energy superpowers, America and Saudi Arabia, are partnering on energy like we've never partnered before.
The president spoke today at the U.S.-Saudi Investment Forum here in Washington. Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick says he's glad the president has backed off from some tariffs on foods like cocoa.
It's going to be to the great benefit of Pennsylvania and those chocolate manufacturers.
And that includes Hershey, of course, based in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And a winning day on Wall Street at the closing bell. All the major indexes were higher. The Dow was up by 47 points. The S&P 500 up 24. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
This is SRN News. There's word of a new target for the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Correspondent Ben Thomas has this report.
Sources tell AP 250 federal border agents are set to descend on New Orleans in the coming weeks for a two-month immigration crackdown. Dubbed Swamp Sweep, the operation aims to arrest some 5,000 people across southeast Louisiana and Mississippi. The plan includes agents fanning out across neighborhoods and commercial hubs, with staging sites planned at the FBI field office and a nearby naval base. The deployment's expected to begin in earnest on December 1st. It's the latest in a series of rapid-fire immigration crackdowns unfolding nationwide. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. trade deficit fell by nearly 24% in August as President Donald Trump's sweeping global tariffs pushed imports lower. In a report delayed for several weeks by the federal government shutdown, the Commerce Department said that the gap between what was and what is large. This is SRN.